Continue our reading from the 29th chapter of the book of Genesis. And Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my woman, for my days are fulfilled, and I will come to her." And Laban gathered all the men of the place and made a feast. And it was in the evening, and he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he came to her. And Laban gave Zilpah, his handmaid, to his daughter Leah for a handmaid. And it was in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, "What is this that thou hast done to me? Did I not serve with thee for Rachel? And why hast thou deceived me?" And Laban said, "It is not done in our place to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill this week, and we will give thee her also, for the service which thou shalt serve me yet 7 other years. And Jacob did so and fulfilled this week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, for a woman. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid, to be for her for a handmaid. And he came also to Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and he served with him yet 7 other years. Read from the Arcana Celestia, number 3820, which explains why it was that Leah's eyes were weak. That this signifies the affection for external truth is such in regard to the understanding is evident from the representation of Leah as being the external, the affection of the external truth, and from the eyes as being the understanding, and from the signification of being weak is relatively such. That the affection of external truth is weak in regard to the understanding, or what is the same, that they who are in them are so, may be seen from external, that is general ideas that are not yet enlightened by singulars, in that they are infirm and wavering, and are as it were carried away by every breath of wind, or in other words, allow themselves to be drawn over to every opinion. Whereas when the same have been enlightened by singulars, they become firm and steadfast. For from these they have the things both essential and formal, which are signified by the beautiful form and beautiful appearance of Rachel, by whom was represented the affections of internal truth or interior truth. What is meant by external truths and by their affections and by internal truths and their affections? And by form, the former being relatively weak-eyed, and the latter beautiful in form and appearance, may be illustrated by example. They who are in external truths know the mere general truth that good is to be done to the poor. And they do not know how to discern who are truly poor, and still less that by poor in the word are meant those who are spiritually so. In consequence of this, they do good alike to the evil and the good, not being aware that doing good to the evil is doing evil to the good. And for thus there is given the evil the means of doing evil to the good. And therefore, they who are in such simple zeal are subject to the greatest infestations from the cunning and deceitful. They, on the contrary, who are in internal truths, know who are the poor, and discriminate among them, and do good to everyone according to his quality. And further, it says, to take another example, they who are in external truths know the mere general truth that they ought to love their neighbor, and they believe that everyone is the neighbor in the same degree, and thus that everyone is to be embraced with the same love, and so they allow themselves to be led astray. But they who are in internal truths know in what degree everyone is the neighbor, and that each person is so in a different degree. Consequently, they know innumerable things, of which those who are in external truths are ignorant. And therefore, they do not allow themselves to be led away by the mere name of the neighbor, nor do evil from a persuasion of good, which the name induces. And earlier In the same idea, we read in the Arcana Celestia 3768. The natural man can indeed know and also perceive what good and truth are, but only natural and civic good and truth. But spiritual good and truth he cannot know, because this must come from revelation and thus from the Word. For example, a man may know from the rational that he possesses by everyone that his neighbor ought to be loved and that God ought to be worshiped. But how the neighbor is to be loved and how God is to be worshiped, thus what spiritual good and truth are can only be known from the Word, as that good itself is the neighbor. Consequently, they who are in good, and this according to the good in which they are, and that good is the neighbor, because the Lord is in good. Therefore, in the love of good, the Lord is loved. Here end our readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God.